their guns.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point buttons. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is a problem.
This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch, Jerry's
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, no, this is completely different. I can't hear myself, so I'll do that. And then I can hear myself, then I'll pull it down a little bit. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. It is the 28th. This fan is just too loud. The 28th. Of July, the 28th of July, 2010, otherwise known as the day that we predicted that the federal government would stab Arizona in the back. The decision came in, and of course, it's not anything that we were surprised by, and we'll talk about that a little later. But July 28th will be something that our students will be learning in the future when the Civil War took another step towards a shooting war, this war of federal aggression. Excuse me, did I say Civil War? I don't mean civil war. I mean the war of federal aggression. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. We're coming to you live today. It is Wednesday, and Wednesdays mean we run out of here right after I turn off the mics because it is America's Providential History Night at the Church of Kauai. So if you're listening and you forgot, it's time to come up here. Tonight's going to be the biblical doctrine of force against tyrants. So it's going to be going, don't play with toys while we're on the air. Nice little Sam, or what is that? It's supposed to be some kind of Humvee or something.
G.I.
Little blonde guy in there, G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe?
Yeah. It says it on
phone. Oh, it says G.I. Joe. Anthony's playing with G.I. Joe. Thank supporter of the show, Rabbit, for donating that to the show. But we come to you Monday through Friday right here on U-Broadcast. It seems to be working out after I called and complained. We haven't had a lot of dropouts. Now, you folks may still be experiencing lagging. Hopefully, as soon as we raise some more money, we'll be able to get the DSL. We're $50 short on ordering the DSL. That's to get the hardware. We need to, we're $75 short on ordering the modem. We have to order the modem, and then we can try and switch over to DSL. That's what they're promising us anyway. So if you want to help us out on that, you can chip in for that. Otherwise, it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks before we get any more money coming in. And DSL would be nice, because that means we could do 24 hours of programming, not just looping. Let's see, what else? Everything seems to be going well. Technically, Lou has run out of here. He has to go set up a camera for tonight so we can videotape it and get the audio up on the internet. And when we get DSL, we can do that as we speak. It will be real time. It won't be having to wait and compress and all that stuff that I don't really understand. So hopefully, pray for us in a few weeks. We'll actually have DSL in here and it'll be much better. Even if we don't get it into the church, we can at least record it, run it over, and then upload it that evening while we sleep. You guys that know computer stuff understand that better than I do. I'm just the online host here. I'm an online personality. I used to be an on-air personality, and that doesn't mean we're not on air. I got a lot of emails. I got an email from someone today, or yes, today, asking what radio stations I'm on. I have no idea. We do know that we're on Channel 2 up there in New York, thanks to Scotty, who drops in and rebroadcasts us. That's great. And there are people getting the signal all over the place, and we don't know where it is. So if you're listening to us, I don't care. If it's on the internet, that's fine. I'd also like to know just where you're at. Drop us a line at DutchJonesShow@yahoo.com. That's DutchJonesShow. Remember, Jones is J-O-E-N-S. @yahoo.com. Just say, you know, give me a handle, your call sign, and where you're listening. We're going to get a map and kind of plot things out on there and see where it's going, you know, where the signal's going. I got that. Let me get in the room, see if anybody... Where'd I go? Okay, where is... I messed it up. I'm not on U-Broadcast right now. Oh, there I am. Lou's got it up. Come on. I'm clicking on it. My computer's real slow. Olima, I got your report. I was surprised. That's cool. Olima is sharing some stuff in there I'm going to share. But real quick, I got that report and that you sent on like the last two weeks of downloads. And is it? I mean, if I'm looking at it right, that means some episodes of the Dutch Jones radio program have been downloaded almost 1,000 times. Is that what it means? You add those numbers in the first column up? I mean, some of them were like 800 downloads plus 200 plus 50 plus whatever, you know, because the dates were the same. I didn't understand it that great because I'm not that smart. But Olima is saying she met someone the other day and mentioned that she did the archives for the show, and they couldn't believe it. They heard about the show from a friend in Washington State. There are far more people listening to the show than you or I understand or know. And a lot of it is because of Olima. The podcast world is out there. Our little pod people that are listening and are downloading it and then listening to it when they want to, that kind of listening to it in their car. It's a completely different group of people than the people that listen live. It's different than the people that listen when they get off work at 2 in the morning, their local time, and they just listen to the repeat on you broadcast. It's different than the group of people that listen on Liberty Tree Radio. So it's kind of neat. There's all these different little levels of Dutch Jones listeners, and it's really pretty cool. The date is the last date that someone downloaded. Okay, so people are downloading this thing sometimes. I think the average is probably 300 per show, maybe, if I understood that, if I were to be, you know, humble about it and conservative about it. I don't know if those two words go together. Why are you untying this? Is this bothering you that there's a knot in there?
Yes.
Anthea has a knot in her headphones. Okay, take them off. I know it bothers you. It bothers me, too. It's probably a mother-daughter thing. Father-daughter thing. There you go. I took the knot out of your cord. Maybe it'll be loud now that there's not a... Ooh, that was loud. Did make a difference. There's a short in these.
Thanks,
Dad. Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, keep spreading the word. You guys are doing a good job. Tell everybody you can about the show. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the cause. And the more and more people that get that, the easier it will be for us to defeat this evil that we're facing. And people are going to fall away. Like I told you, we lost a couple listeners this week because I made them mad. Well, that's too bad. We gain more than we lose. That's just the way the Lord rewards people who are faithful to the cause. Let's get right into it. Let me talk about the judge blocking the Arizona immigration law. And my computer, I don't know what Lou did to it. He must have been playing World of Warcraft or something on it before I came in here. I've never had it this slow. It's as if there's nothing working.
Or the antenna got a bird on it.
The antenna got a bird on it? What do you mean?
If a bird on the antenna.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. I'm using a computer. Where's there an antenna? I'm not sure what you mean.
There are signals.
Okay. Let's see here. And I just clicked on the wrong thing again. I came back to see what Olima was saying. Okay. A federal judge stepped into the fight over Arizona's immigration law at the last minute Wednesday, blocking the heart of the measure and defusing a confrontation between police and thousands of activists that had been building for months. See, so this is terrorism. They were afraid of this confrontation, so this judge stepped in. They wanted to defuse this confrontation that illegals were going to foist. Again, the illegals are using a threat of terror and violence. Coming just hours before the law was to take effect, the ruling isn't the end. It sets up a lengthy legal battle that could end up before the Supreme Court. Ensuring that a law that reignited the immigration debate, inspired similar measures nationwide, created fodder for political campaigns, and raised tensions with Mexico will stay in the spotlight. Protesters who gathered at the state capitol and outside the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City cheered when they heard the news. The governor, the law's author, and anti-legal immigration groups vowed to fight on. It's a temporary bump in the road, said Governor Jan, the Angel Brewer said. I don't even know if she's a Christian. I shouldn't be doing that. But God bless her anyway. The key issue before U.S. District Court Judge Susan Bolton is in this case is as old as the nation itself. Does federal law trump state law? She indicated in her ruling that the federal government case has a good chance of succeeding. The Clinton appointee, of course, said the controversial section should be put on hold until the courts resolve the issues, including parts that required officers to check a person's immigration status while enforcing other laws. Now, okay, let's get this name right. Judge Susan Bolton, U.S. District Court Judge Susan Bolton. Make sure you write that one down. That goes on the list of people that we have to round up afterwards and review whether or not they're committing acts of treason against the states. Oh, I love it. They got this great picture of all these illegal aliens wearing American flag bandanas. Yeah. their spin doctors told them, don't wear the Mexican flag, don't wear the Bolivian flag, wear that American flag. I hate it when I see people wearing the American flag as a piece of clothing. It's actually a violation of code to do that. In her temporary injunction, Bolton delayed provisions that required immigrants to carry their papers and banned illegal immigrants from soliciting employment in public spaces. So now they can go out on the street corner. You got to stop doing that. It's like drawing my attention. Put your hands down. Stop playing with the soundboard. It's going to keep the Home Depot gangs going, you know. So requiring Arizona law enforcement officials and agencies to determine the immigration status of every person who is arrested burdens lawfully present aliens because their liberty will be restricted while their status is being checked. Are you kidding me? How long has it been since we have to produce papers just to prove that we asked permission of the state to drive a car? How is that? I'm going to get angry here and start yelling at the mic, and it's not your fault. You guys know what's going on. Asking illegal invaders for their status is illegal and unconstitutional, but yet demanding that I always carry an ID card is completely fine. Once again, we have made super citizens out of criminals. At least one group has planned to block access to federal offices, daring officers to ask them about their immigration status. See? This is all a threat. It was a threat of violence, so some judge buckled to terrorism by these illegal alien thugs. I knew the judge would say that part of the law was just not right, said Giesel Diaz, 50, from Mexico City, who came to Arizona on a since-expired tourist visa in 1989 and who waited with her family early Wednesday at the Mexican consulate to get advice about the law. Mexican officials giving advice on our laws is ridiculous to me. And having pressure on our judges. And these thugs in the streets having pressure on how we decide to run our states. This is a big relief for us, said this illegal alien, said this invader from Mexico. At a Home Depot, of all places, in West Phoenix, where day laborers gather to look for work, Carlos, I'm an illegal alien, Gutierrez, said he was elated when a stranger drove by and yelled the news. They threw out the law. You guys can work. And rape and pillage and murder and steal. I felt good inside, said a 32-year-old illegal alien, it says immigrant here, traitors in the press, who came here 6 years ago from Sonora, Mexico, and supports his wife and 37 children. Just kidding, it says three children. Now there's a way to stay here with less problems. Yeah. So this judge is now complicit in the crime. Opponents argue the law will lead to racial profiling, conflict with federal immigration law, and distract local police from fighting more serious crimes like the 24 people a day that are murdered by illegal immigrants. Lawyers for the state contend the law was a constitutionally sound attempt by Arizona to assist federal immigration agents in lessen border woes, such as the heavy cost for educating, jailing, and providing health care for illegal invader aliens. I keep putting immigrants here. Illegal aliens. They said Arizona shouldn't have to suffer from a broken immigration policy when it has 15,000 officers who can arrest illegal immigrants. It's common sense. In her ruling, Bolton the traitor said the interests of Arizona, the busiest U.S. gateway for illegal aliens, match those of the federal government. But she wrote that the federal government must take the lead on deciding how to enforce immigration laws. See, here we go again. It's upside down. It's reversed. It's retarded. The states created the federal government, therefore the federal government is subject to the states, not the other way around. They keep saying this because people believe it and people want to hear it, and they say it's like Hitler said, you say a lie over and over again, eventually it becomes the truth. The core of the government's case is that federal immigration law trumps state law, an issue known as preemption in legal circles. In her ruling, Bolton pointed out five portions of the law where she believes the federal government would likely succeed on its claim. Justice Department spokeswoman Hannah August said the agency understands the frustration of Arizona residents with the immigration system, but added that a patchwork of states and local policies would seriously disrupt federal immigration enforcement. How? How? By making them accountable? So this Hannah August from the Justice Department, another hack, another person that got a job they didn't deserve, is saying, oh, we can't have the states out enforcing the law that we're not enforcing. That would just make us look bad. That's what that really means there. Justice Department spokesman Hannah August. Put that name on the list. Federal authorities have argued that letting the Arizona state law stand would create a patchwork of immigration laws nationwide that would needlessly complicate foreign relations. Oh, like all the murder and crime and invasion and burden on our social systems, destruction of our schools and our children's minds does not create a problem with foreign relations? They said the law is disrupting U.S. relations with Mexico and other countries. Well, too bad. Mexico can kiss, well, you know what? They can kiss my tamales. About 100 protesters in Mexico City who had gathered in front of the U.S. Embassy broke into cheers when they learned of Bolton's ruling. They had been monitoring the news on a laptop computer. Only 100 protesters in Mexico City. That's kind of weird. I would have thought it would be 100,000. Would have loved to have been a Marine sniper on top of that building if they tried to take the embassy. Many targets of opportunity. A target-rich environment, one might say. Migrants, hang on. The people are rising up, they chanted. Migrants, hang on. The people are rising up. Doesn't that sound communist to you? Mexico's foreign secretary, Patricia Espinoza, my mother was raped by a Spaniard, called the ruling a first step in the right direction and said staff at the 5 Mexican consulates in Arizona will work extra hours in coming weeks to educate migrants about the law. None of this is very surprising, said Kevin R. Johnson, an immigration expert and the law school dean at the University of California at Davis, Reed Hippie. This is very much within the constitutional mainstream, he said as he smoked his bong. The federal government has exclusive powers over immigration to ensure a uniform national policy that aids in commerce and relations with other countries, Johnson. Well, where have they been? These idiots, these long-haired, ponytailed, pinky-out, drinking their tea elite liberals have destroyed this nation. Not destroying this nation. Listen to what I said. They have destroyed this nation. This is just another example of that we are done, folks. A century ago, differing policies among states led to problems that prompted the federal government to adopt a comprehensive immigration reform policy for the country, Johnson said, and they haven't enforced it since. Supporters took solace that the judge kept portions of the law intact, including the section that bars local governments from limiting enforcement of federal immigration laws. Those jurisdictions are commonly known as sanctuary cities. Wake up, San Francisco! So she's saying that the part of the law that says that you can't have a sanctuary city. Yeah, right. So, striking down the sanctuary... Thank you for opening the window more. I wasn't sure. I was looking out of the corner of my eye. I didn't know if that was you or Anthony. I was afraid she was going to jump out the window. Striking down these sanctuary city policies has always been the number one priority, said Republican Senator Russell Pierce, the law's chief author. Now, the remaining provisions, many of them revisions to an Arizona immigration statute, will take effect at 12:01 Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. The state can appeal Bolton's ruling at the 9th District Circuit Court of Appeals, and guess where? San Fran freaking gay Cisco. Or I should say sodomite Cisco. 9th District Court has been surprising lately, though. They upheld some things on homeschooling that we liked, private ownership of weapons. So who knows? It's a crapshoot with these zoned-out hippies. I don't know where they're going to go with this, but it is going to the 9th District Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Whatever way that court rules, Bolton will eventually hold a trial and issue a final ruling. Now, we know that the governor is going to fight it. My answer to fight it is just to go ahead and tell her people to go ahead and enforce it. We need to tell the federal government to take a hike. Why not now? Why not? We should have done it years ago. Why not now? And I think she's just the governor to do it, and I'm encouraging her to do it. I'm going to bust off an email after I get done with church tonight to her. And I would suggest you guys, too, just go to arizona.gov, whatever it is. Find their website. Send her an email. Tell her to take charge of her state. Tell her to bring the National Guard back, wherever they've been falsely deployed and wrongly being used as federal troops. Tell her to activate the state guard that still exists. Tell her to activate the state militias and to begin enforcing this law tomorrow night at 12:01. So it would be Friday morning. No. Is that tonight?
Amen, Judge.
That would be tonight at 12:01, Thursday morning at 12:01 a.m. That's tonight, folks. I'm not good with the big Mickey Mouse hand here, there kind of thing. Time is a concept I don't get a grasp of. Jan Brewer played politics with immigration, and she lost, the Democrat said. This is Terry Goddard. It's time to look beyond election year grandstanding and begin to repair the damage. Everything set up down there, Lou?
Yeah.
Everything going good? Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
Cool. Is Cornkey playing, Lou? You don't know. Why don't you go check, Lou? And then bring that water back that's in the freezer, please. A lot of people don't understand the connection between, yes, we have a problem with illegal immigration and we need immigration reform, which is not just asking people for their papers, said Kimber Lanning, a 43-year-old Phoenix music store owner. It was never a solution to begin with. See, they're just going to start destroying it now that it... Man, I believed that it was going to be shut down. I didn't think that they were going to do a partial shooting down of it. You know, they were going to, you know, say, oh, well, some of it's okay, some of it's not. I didn't think that the, cities that allow the illegal immigrants, safe cities to function, I didn't think they were going to leave that one in. But so what you need to do, if you're in Arizona right now and you're a police officer, you need to start enforcing this law anyway. Your governor told you to do it. Who cares what the federal government or what a judge says? It's a decision. This is a decision by a judge. It's not like they're telling you to drag people of color from their cars and hang them. That's what the other side would have you believe. That is not the truth here. The truth here is we are asking you men and women in uniform that go out there and steal money from the rest of us for speeding and not having our seatbelt on to actually enforce a law that saves lives. You have an opportunity here, law enforcement, to actually just start doing it. Because as a law enforcement officer, guess what? If you have a suspicion that there are additional crimes being violated in while you're investigating a felony, you can ask. I used to check them. What are you doing, Lou? What do you need a fan for? It's not hot today. See, no, it creates a huge hum. I don't want it. You don't need a fan on you. You're a young man. You can handle sweating until you drop dead.
The opportunity to man up and do the right thing.
Yeah, they have an opportunity. Someone in the studio audience said to man up and do the right thing here. And Brewer, yeah, if you get the ovaries, Brewer, show them to us. Show us the kind of woman you are. Tell your state police, tell your state guard, no, we're going to go ahead and enforce it anyway. What are they going to do? Are they going to send in troops? Are they going to sue you? Are they going to send in their Jewish lawyers and the kosher mafia to take away your... Well, withhold all federal taxes. Your state collects federal taxes for the federal government and gets no money for it. Withhold the federal taxes. Enforce the law and withhold the federal taxes. Everybody keeps asking me, I'm getting a lot, well, what do we do, Dutch? What do we do? I'm telling you what to do. I have solutions for all of this. And they're not just mine. I get them from other people. I put a little bit of anger into them, a little bit of spice here and there. The fact of it is, withhold their federal funds. Who cares if they don't maintain your highways? They're probably not doing a good job of it anyway. I've driven across the 40. It's a joke. I've been working on the 40 since I was a teenager. Across Arizona, New Mexico, all that. Fix it yourselves. Oh, sheriff went by again. It seems like he goes by the same time every day. This must be like some new sheriff that's actually following the protocols. Make sure you go up the North Fork and check all those vacation homes. It's kind of weird. I'm not used to our resident guy who's out on medical leave. He never came up here. He knew we had it taken care of.
He's still on medical leave?
Yeah, well, it must be because it's some guy in a sedan. It's not that big truck, and it's not the young guy. Somebody in a sedan just drove by going up North Fork. Excuse me while I take a drink of this water. Oh, that tastes good. Let's see here. Let me get back into the room and see what I've been abandoning my people in there. Oh, they haven't said anything. Yeah, Lou doesn't get a fan. He has too many fans. It's going to his head. Look at it. Look at his brow. It's sweating. See if I turn it on? Look what it does. You hear that hum? Do you people like... If you people want that hum so Lou can be cool, that's fine with me. I was thinking of you guys. They're saying yes. No, they're not. I'm watching.
Yes, they are.
They're not saying yes. No one in the chat room has said yes. We'll take the hum. We'll take that 60-cycle hum.
They're probably messaging me.
Yeah, they're not instant messaging me. So would you guys rather listen to this mind-numbing, headache-inducing hum so that Lou can be a slightly 2 degrees cooler and not have sweat on his brow? Or do you want a clean audio signal to be retransmitted over the world and handed out on street corners in Europe of the Dutch Jones radio program? It's up to you guys in the chat room. If I don't hear anybody say, yeah, it's okay to hear that 60-cycle hum, I'm turning it off here in like 3 minutes. So whatever the lag is. I'll leave it up to the people, Lou. The people. Yeah, I know. Okay, I gotta tell the people. I'm getting stuff on Facebook. We'll switch over to that. Lou, let's go ahead and take a break early so I can stretch and stuff. And then that way you can have the fan and it'll give them a little bit of time to vote. What do you guys? You guys in the chat room, yes on the fan, no on the fan. Personally, it drives me nuts hearing it in my head. I think that's why I get migraines every night now, listening to Lou's fan. So go ahead, Lou. It's time to be playing the music. Are you looking for music?
No, it's playing.
I don't hear it. Stop, Anthea. I don't hear anything, though. Why? Well, then don't pick songs that are silent at the beginning. If I want to go to a break, and we don't have time to go to a break, you know, where we have to get to a break real fast? Are you playing? Wow, that took forever, Lou. I don't know what that lag was. We're going to be back after the break. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. I'm going to go over to Facebook. I can see people are emailing me there. And you guys vote. Okay, Lou can stay cool at one. Lou, do you have ice water? He says no, so that's a maybe. So we got one vote that Lou can keep the fan. We'll be back right after the break. I'm Dutch Jones. Thanks for listening.
Kind of makes me wonder how all the things that made us great that left so far behind. This used to be a peaceful place, decent folks, hard-working way. Now they hide behind locked doors, afraid to speak their mind. I think we need a gunslinger, somebody tough to tame this town. I think we need a gunslinger, there'll be justice all around. Someone let the fences go while that bunch moved in, you know, shooting up the street, shouting everybody down. The dogs all running loose. Wrecked the paper, closed the school. Tired old judge got roughed up too. No one left to make a stand. They whisper, what's the use? I think we need a gunslinger, somebody tough to tame this town. I think we need a gunslinger, there'll be justice all around. We need a gunslinger, somebody tough to tame this town. Think we need a gunslinger, there'll be justice all around. I think we need a gunslinger, somebody tough to tame this town. Think we need a gunslinger, there'll be justice all around.
Believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, and I assume it's what I said.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Government.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Go for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new attention. World order. Attention.
Government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jaloos
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, Anthea, I guess we're back. Here. Okay. Hey. Okay, the fan's going in the back. My computer, I had to turn it off, so I don't know where the vote is yet. And Lou's going to tell me everybody said we can keep the fan on, whether you did or not. So I'm going to keep the fan on. That horrible hum that you'll be hearing in your head while you sleep tonight is Lou's fault. Because his tender little head can't handle the heat. And it's only like 92 in here.
It sounds like a broken TV.
It sounds like a broken TV, Anthea says. It's this. It's vibrating right here.
And I'm going to tighten it down.
It's the whole housing is vibrating. It's probably a $10 fan. It's nothing bad. Come on, let me turn up my headphones here. Turn up the headphones in there, please. Oh, that knob on the top. Okay, a little more. A little more. A little more. A little more. Okay, there you go. Thank you. I have to be able to hear myself talk. It's just, that's the way I learned to do radio when I went to Ames Community College in Greeley, Colorado when I was 15. They made me go there because I got caught doing pirate radio. Oh, by the way, what is this? We're back and I haven't even introduced the show. Boy, am I unprofessional. Here. It's my Velcro. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We come to you Monday through Friday on ubroadcast.com via the dutchjones.tk website. We're on Facebook, MySpace, all over the place. And at the top of the hour, we get picked up from 6 p.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. We get picked up by Liberty Tree Radio, which is great because that quadruples our listening audience. We are being down. You can pick us up on archives on dutchjones.tk. You can find a place there. It says, like, instead of putting archives, Lou worded it like, you be listening to some old type shows right here, bro. It's like an Ebonics. What does it say?
Past shows.
It just says past shows? Like I died? Like I've passed? Get your head off the soundboard. This is weird here. I'm trying to. This is what happens when you do family work. I got Anthea over here licking the soundboard.
What?
Yeah. And Lou's just doing everything he can to create background sound.
I'm not doing it. I'm just trying to give myself a head rest.
Don't rest your head. That's it. Everybody goes to sleep when we get home from church tonight.
Yay.
Okay. Everybody goes to church. No fun. No food. No dessert. No family time.
Okay, I'm right awake.
Okay, stay awake. My computer still hasn't loaded. I don't know what happened to this. I don't know if it's overheating or what. Another computer bites the dust here. But we are back up. We've been talking about the illegal alien immigration invasion, fifth column, takeover of America by third world countries, the door being held open by your federal government, not mine. I don't believe in the federal government. I'm a states' rights guy. And even though I'm in such a screwed up state as California, I still would rather have this state telling me what to do than somebody 3,000 miles away telling me what to do. It's the same question over and over again, states' rights. And if you've been listening, I'm asking Jan Brewer to grow some ovaries and let this law take place tonight, tomorrow morning. Tell her National Guard troops, take them away from the federal government, change them back to militia, state militia, state forces, state defense forces, whatever you want to call them, and start enforcing the law. Her police departments, her state police, her rangers, whatever you want to call them. It's just like busing. What's going to happen? Federal government's going to say, oh, we nationalize your National Guard. Well, go, no, you don't. What? Well, no, you don't. And then every citizen of Arizona that does not want the federal government telling their state what to do, you take to the streets and you bring your weapons. Because that's exactly how this decision happened this day. A bunch of illegal aliens, it doesn't matter what their race is, it's their nationality, it's their political structure, it's their culture, threatened to be violent and scared the crud out of some liberal little judge that was put in there by Clinton, Bolton. Okay, I don't know what that noise was. That was weird. And she just buckled to the pressure. That's what it was. If I have to carry a driver's license and a birth certificate and a Social Security card, and if that's constitutional, which I don't think it is, how can they say that an illegal alien can't be forced to do the same and present them? That anyone else would have to present some kind of paperwork to prove who they are. Yeah. So it's ridiculous. They're going to force these unconstitutional laws on us, but yet let the illegal slide, the invaders slide. It's another example of where they make super citizens out of criminals. Super citizens out of people that are sucking out of your pocketbook, feeding at the trough that's being filled by federal employees by stealing your money. Oh, I tell you right now, if Jan Brewer did this, if Jan Brewer said this, I would be cashing in my cans, bringing my soda bottles down to the store, I'd be having a yard sale, and I would do everything I could to get to Arizona to help her fight.
And I'll drive you down there.
And I got people here that would drive. We would need $180 worth of gas. We'll load up all the food we have. You guys saw my long storage food. It was all over my floor today. I'm rotating my food in and out. It's that time of year for me to do that. A reminder to you. I'd be there. Wherever the clarion call comes from, there has to be a clarion call first. And I'm asking the Lord to act on Jan Brewer's heart. Help her grow some ovaries, folks. Let these sheriffs that are in her state back her up. Let her legislature back her up. And let her start deporting even citizens that go against this law. Lincoln did it. Lincoln sent people to Canada for disagreeing with his laws and mandates and dictates. Why can't she do it? If we're throwing the Constitution out the window, let's throw it all the way out. Let's start over again and go back to the state constitutions, which is the way I think it should be. I'm not a great big fan of the federal Constitution. I think it's a good document. I think it's not perfect, as was pointed out to me by Ed Kornke. When I did that tongue slip, I don't believe that. I just spoke faster than my brain was engaged. It happens. We all do it. State constitutions. And that also means I believe that California, the state constitution, should be upheld in California, and the federal government should not be allowed to come in. And that goes on a side subject. If California wants to legalize private possession of marijuana and the cultivation of marijuana, fine. We right now, today, I think it was, or yesterday, we had some drug czar in our state, in our region right here, telling everybody, oh, the legalization of marijuana would devastate this nation. Huh? Like having that monkey up there in the White House hasn't devastated this nation? But you guys said the same thing about alcohol, and you legalized that. Oh, the prohibition attitude. The federal government gets to tell states what they want to do. I don't want to get into a busing issue here, but I can tell you one thing. You can pinpoint the moment that our schools went to crap. And I'm not saying I'm against black kids going to school. I am against the federal government forcing black kids to go to school with white kids. I am against anyone forcing two groups of people to mix together when it's not naturally happening by the grace of God. Okay? Just like they're forcing this culture that is south of a boundary to be allowed to come in and do whatever they want to us. 24 people a day are murdered by illegal aliens. 12 by drunk drivers. 12 outright by murder. And I'm not even going to go into the rape and the theft and all this. Arizona is a battleground. It is a war zone. And the federal government's saying, tough, deal with it. Yeah, we know we're not doing our job, but that doesn't mean that you can do it. That's like, okay, let's... I'm going to use an analogy that even people in Washington can understand, I hope. Even ponytailed liberal lawyers with ACLU cards in their back pocket can understand. Let me get you the water. Your house catches on fire. It's burning. I'm going to use a cop analogy. It's burning. You grab the garden hose and buckets and your neighbors show up and you start putting that fire out. Suddenly, the fire department shows up and goes, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. We've decided in this community to have a comprehensive fire protection plan. We collect taxes, we make laws, so that we might regulate fire risk and fire abatement. And in the event of a fire, only we, those that are trained and appointed by the local magistrate, can put out that fire. You are in violation of local codes and ordinances. Please step away from the building while we prepare a response to this fire. And you do so, and you back away, and suddenly what do? They hold a committee meeting. Who brought the hoses? Oh, Eddie was supposed to bring the hoses. Well, where are the hoses? Oh, I don't know. Eddie's sick today. Didn't anybody tell you Eddie wasn't going to be able to bring the hoses? Oh, well, we got to. Well, let's just start pumping water with what we got. Let's not hook up to a hydrant. Oh, I didn't fill the truck because we had other things, more important things to deal with. We were worried about relating to other fire departments and other cities. We weren't focused on actually fighting fires here. We were away at training this whole time and debating. Does that make any sense to you? I mean, you guys can see the law enforcement. Some guy breaks in your house, and you shoot him, and you go, wait a minute, that actually happens. Law enforcement doesn't want you protecting yourself anymore either. See, so next, it's going to be the fire department. You're not going to be allowed to do it. You are not going to be allowed to protect your house from fire. That's where this logically goes. Because the federal government knows better. The federal government has been voted by a majority of sheep to be responsible for that. Therefore, you have what? No responsibilities. That's what you wanted. This is the government America deserves. This is the end result of saying, I don't want to educate my kids. I don't want to protect my family. I don't want to feed my family. I want the government to do that. Well, guess what? That's all good and well and comfortable, and you get fat and happy in the backyard looking like Homer Simpson in a hammock. Until something real bad happens, like an invasion, like an economic crisis, like a failure of banks, major manufacturing elements of our economy. And the government comes in, oh, let us handle it, it's our responsibility. And you just sit back and enjoy it. Meanwhile, your daughters and wives are being raped by illegal aliens. Your sons are being shot in drive-bys. You can't find a job to pay for the medical bills to heal your family because your job was taken by a foreigner. And all the while, the federal government's going, hey, don't you try anything to fix this. This is our jurisdiction. Righto? Righto. Am I the only one that's insane on this? 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. Now, as you may have guessed, the whole reason I'm involved in this movement, the point of the spear for me has always been the Christian, not the whole, I can't say it always has been. In the last 15 years, it's been Christianity. But right behind that has been immigration, sovereignty of our states, and allowing to decide who moves into my living space. If you had a house, would you leave it unlocked all day and let your neighbor come in and eat your Wheaties? Would you allow your neighbor's kids to come in and go through your best DVDs and take the ones they want and go back to their house? No! Would you allow your neighbor to come over and work in your garden and destroy it? Let him grow whatever crops he wants and then take them home to feed his family? No. So why do you let your federal government tell you that that's what you have to do? Okay, I think I'm back up, but it's not taking quite as long. Computer's going a little faster. Let me try this. I'm trying to get back in the room, guys, so I can see your comments. I apologize. If you're saying really cool stuff, Lou's not reacting. In fact, he's looking half asleep.
Thanks for watching. You broadcast.
Oh, you hear that? That was me. Okay, I gotta. I'm about to hear myself yelling here in a minute if I don't stop it. So anything you've said, I can't see up till now. I just got in the room. So if you said something really cool, you gotta repost it. Let me pause that. Look, I gotta pause you broadcast so it doesn't scream at me. Okay, now I gotta log into Facebook. Let's see here. Hope it does it right. Folks, I know I'm mad. I know I'm yelling. I apologize. I know you get this 60-cycle fan whirring in your head. But you shouldn't be comfortable right now. You should be agitated beyond all get out. I kept telling myself there was a chance that they would go, hey, you know what? This law will stand. Just because they say it's unconstitutional doesn't... There goes the sheriff. Bye! Just went by again. Doesn't mean it's unconstitutional. No, it doesn't. Doesn't mean it at all. It does not mean it at all. It just means they're saying this so that they can continue the onslaught. I mean, they have an entirely free army of illegal immigrants to come in here and wage war on the American people. Why should they stop that? It allows them to keep passing security bills. It allows them to keep regulating you and letting them run free. Okay, I'm going to try and type this. Exclamation point. Control V. Share. No, not the singer. I'm just hitting share. Although hitting share wouldn't be a bad idea. I wish he'd stop singing. Okay, here we go. That's the kind of things that go in my head. Here. Okay, come on. Come on. I can't watch it load. It'll drive me nuts. Okay, folks. Gremlins tonight. Gremlins are every night. Laugh out loud. You guys are having gremlins. I'm not having gremlins. We're still streaming. The whirring you hear in the background is that. My computer's just slow, and it's not because of anything outside. It's just I think it's time to give this computer a break and send it somewhere. Okay, here we go. Look at this. Okay, I got people commenting now from Facebook, so let's see what they have to say. Let's see here. Everybody's saying great work, thanks. A lot of people really, they're commenting on the wasp spray. A lot of people like that. Okay, good. Glad I could be of service. Back to you, broadcast. You can call me at 559-561-8225. I'm getting delirious here. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. The Arizona law, they gutted parts of it, put a stay on it until they can discuss it. It's going to go to the 9th District Court over in San Faggot Cisco. I got to come up with a better name for that because my father used to call it Gay Bay, but gay, I'm sick of them using that word. We'll take that word back after the revolution. But yeah, so the only thing that stuck in it was sanctuary cities. They said they left that in. You couldn't have a sanctuary city, so they can't block federal law enforcement. See, it was all about enforcing the federal mandate. But I'm saying, Jan Brewer, this is your chance to step up. Take the chance. Put your faith on the line if you're a Christian. I don't know if you are. Put your fortune and your sacred honor on the line and tell them, no, we're going to let the law go into action. It's a state law. It's not a federal law. It's not like you're trying to enforce a law on anyone else outside your state. I mean, you're not being a tyrant. No. It's like, what, 79% approval rating in Arizona and the rest are illegally registered voters that, you know, maybe have... They probably just lied when they got, are you a registered voter? See, I am a registered voter. Yes, how do you feel about this proposition, whatever it is, at 1070 or whatever it is, I can't remember the number. Oh, I'm all against it. I'm a born American. I am from Iowa. And I think it's okay. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. They're just going to lie to it. So lie to them on the phone. So what we have to do is we got to continue to support Arizona. We got to continue to support the ACM. Groups that are legitimately going to the border. Anyone that wants to go to the border, if you can't go because of financial, have a bake sale. Have a yard sale in your community and say, raising money to go to Arizona or to support militias in Arizona. We need to turn this into a grassroots cause for the people of Arizona because so goes Arizona, so goes the rest of us. Do you understand? Arizona's a hellhole right now. Yeah. What did Minuteman say? It's drive-through country. He says it's not a destination. I disagree with that. I love Arizona. I've lived there off and on throughout my life. I've spent time on the border there. I wanted to go to Fort Huachuca in the military, but I kept failing that military intelligence test. What does that tell you? I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I couldn't pass the language test. What do they call it? The D-LAD. D-Lab, is that what it was called? The Defense Agency's Language Aptitude Battery. D-Lab, yeah. I kept getting like 70% on it. You need 75 or better. But my heart is in Arizona. Usually it's in Colorado. My body's in California, but usually my heart's in Colorado and I want to go home. But right now, you know what? I'm getting homesick for Arizona. The stuff that Minuteman, when he called in yesterday and talked about the reactions to seeing militia guys walk around and open with weapons, assault weapons, nobody freaked out. When he's going through the grocery store, everybody's like, here, use my discount card, you know, that kind of stuff. I feel like I'm missing out on a moment in history, and I hope you're feeling that same way. And I want you to do more than just whip out a email and send it off to your representative and tell them to keep their hands off Arizona. And, send an email to Jan Brewer and tell her you support her. I want you to do something. If you can't go to the border, I've got people here that want to go to the border. Donate to us on DutchJones.tk, but make a note on it. Don't say it's for the Dutch Jones Show, you know, generic or whatever. Use it as you see fit. Say it's for Arizona. Send a Minuteman to Arizona. Send a militiaman to Arizona. I guarantee, I swear, as God is my witness, I will make sure it is sent down there with somebody in a tank of gas and a cartridge of bullets as an MRE. I will make sure it gets to someone who wants to go. Now, I know I have two or three people that are friends of the show that would go even more. I'd go. If we could make sure that I could continue to do the show from down there, or maybe get somebody up here to do it. Look at this cap you just screwed down there. It's nasty. It needs to be clean. There's fungus growing in your canteen cap. Here, set that aside and make sure you wash it. If that's something you want to do, I'm not going to make it a major thing, but if you're sitting and you can't, you're in Michigan, you're in upstate New York, you're in North Dakota, well, if you're in North Dakota, go to the Canadian border. There's stuff going on there too, folks. And we're going to see more, especially if we shut down the southern border. The Mexicans are just going to fly into Canada, and Canada will let them walk right across our border. You don't think that's what's going to happen? It's true. Okay. Hello, who do we have? See, it's not working, Lou. Hello? Are you there? Can you hear me? It's 5, right? Or is it 6? Hello. Check the back. Okay, we're still trying to get the phone to work. I told you it didn't work. I tested it. It didn't work. Huh? No, you didn't. Are you there? Okay, nobody's there. Okay, watch this. See? That's really weird. Somebody's either messed with the line, or there's something wrong at the other end, because... Are you there?
Dutch.
Okay, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, Commander General Sons of Liberty.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
About what's happening down in the Arizona border. This is unbelievable that the federal government is trying to overrule the people of the state of Arizona. This is beyond belief.
Well, it's expected. I didn't think I'd be seeing this quick, as I always say. But maybe it'll wake some people up and get some governors angry.
Well, Jen Brewer, what she needs to do in response to the federal government, if I was her, I would recall all of her Arizona Army National Guard troops back from Iraq and anywhere else they have them in the world. I would have her put out an immediate order to her general in charge of the Arizona Guard units. And recall them all back to Arizona, and put them all on the border and tell the federal government to take a hike.
Well, that's exactly what I recommended in the first half hour, and you know, you can compare this to the busing issues of during the civil rights period, so-called civil rights in America. She needs to take control of her forces, take control of her police, and just put this law into effect 1 minute after midnight tonight. I don't see any other option for her.
Well, I think it's sad that they're letting all these criminals in and filling the jails across the United States with some very violent people that are coming over these borders, and then the federal government complains that that there's overcrowding in the jails, but they're not saying that like 42%, from what I read last night on the internet, 42% of our federal prisons are now full of people classified as other than American citizens.
Well,
they won't even use the word illegal immigrant anymore.
This whole problem is clear-cut evidence that they want to do nothing about it, and it is evidence of an even deeper conspiracy, if you want to call it that, that they want to punish the American people, brutalize them, destroy them, kill them, and replace them with a working-class group of people that are already used to having the boot of tyranny on their neck, that will obey everything they say, that will be, will be owing to them the right to come to America and work. So eventually they kill all of us off, drive us into the woods. They can hire all these illegal aliens to work for $3 an hour in their corporations. That's what it is. That's the gross outcome of all of this. They want to limit the population, have a group of worker bees that will do whatever they're told. Because I know life is better here. I would rather be here than Guatemala. But they got to wipe us out first, those of us that are still here, and that's why they allow this to go on.
Well, you know, Dutch, there's a root problem in Washington, D.C. that nobody wants to discuss that's behind the curtain on this. You know, like in The Wizard of Oz, when you pull back the curtain and you see this little tiny wizard back there pulling all the levers and strings.
Yeah.
And it's called Zionism, and nobody wants to address this.
The Wizard of Zionism
started back in the 40s.
Well, yeah,
and
I mean,
these people, their goal has been to overthrow, you know, the federal government and to use policies to basically overwhelm the finance of state and federal governments to achieve their Marxist socialist takeover of the United States.
That's right.
And if you look at Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground, you know, people don't want to, you know, you hear the word Muslim terrorists and you hear the word Christian terrorists, but we never hear of Jewish terrorists.
Or Zionist terrorists.
The whole Weather Underground was a Jewish, you know, radical terrorist organization. And, you know, nobody ever wants to touch that. And I think the whole debate, Dutch, I mean, I've been accused several times of being an anti-Semite over the whole Zionist issue, and I'm kind of getting tired of it.
Well, I've decided that I don't care what other people call me. The truth is the truth. And if we back up three or four notches, this is not... The Arizona issue, folks, is just a single battle in this war for global supremacy by the New World Order. And if you look deep enough in the New World Order, it's all these other groups, and the Zionists are definitely the ones pulling the strings on a lot of it. And I agree with you on that 100%. I give up. I'm not going to sit here and apologize to anybody for saying stuff like that. But that's what this is. The corporations want the cheap labor. Who runs the corporations? The politicians turn the other way. Who are the majority of the politicians being paid by? I'm just surprised Jan Brewer hasn't gotten a visit from the Mossad on this one yet. You know?
I remember when you had my friend Pastor Ted Pike on your show.
Yes, yes.
And he said that he'd got some email over that. You know, people don't want to hear the truth. And I think that's part of the problem of the whole issue of you know, honest debate in the United States right now. You know, I don't know how much I wanted to say to your listeners, but you know, Dutch, who I really am, because I've set my entire biography and profile to you, so you know what my background is. But I will briefly say for your listeners right now that I was a diplomat in Washington, D.C., from about 1988 right up until about 1996.
Okay, well, we're up against the clock here. You know, you don't have to share your laurels with us again. I let you on the show. I trust you on these issues. We all know who the enemy is. We'll be back after the break, but let me do this. I pushed down the wrong one. So thanks for calling in, and as soon as we come back, we're going to be on with Liberty Tree Radio, if they can hook in. I don't see them in there yet. We're going to continue this talk about what's going on in Arizona. We can talk about who's behind it. You guys can call in. I'll give out the number again. I can see my email starting to pop up. But we're talking about the decision in Arizona that was being overturned, supposedly by some judge named Bolton. But I'm telling you, what she needs to do, what Brewer needs to do, is stand up to this. We'll be back after the break with Liberty Tree Radio. I'm Dutch Jones. We'll be right back.
How can we ever come to any solution?
We're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and that if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that?
I did. They ought to go back to Europe.
Get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on. Now you know it's not too late.
Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great
have done everything in the world to me.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
All for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government
is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
Dutch, Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, we are back. We're back. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. I want to welcome our Liberty Tree radio network folks. Liberty Tree Broadcasting Network. What Liberty Tree Radio. .4mg.com. We are... I don't know if we're on there or not yet, but sometimes there's a little lag. Sometimes there's a little... Oh, I see Ed's in there, so we must be on there. Welcome back. For those of you that have been listening for the first hour on U-Broadcast or any of the many outlets that we have, and we, of course, are talking about Federal District Judge Bolton ripping the guts out of Arizona's immigration law. And I know everybody's talking about it. Everybody's going on and on about it. If you're hearing a whine in the background, it's because Lou needs to have a fan on his face or it messes up his makeup. So that's a fan going on there. And people voted so they didn't mind hearing the whine so that Lou could be cool. Here's the difference. See, doesn't that sound much better? That sounds really good. It sounds really professional. But Lou wants it to sound like this because he needs to stay cool, even though it's only like 91 degrees right now. So, write the letters and cards to Lou. You can send them to the address here, DutchJonesShow@yahoo.com, but say, attention Lou, if you want to talk to him about needing his fan on. Personally, I think posterity will mock us for keeping the fan on, but Lou doesn't care. So anyway, we're back. A little bit of humiliation for Lou there. He's arguing with me during the breaks. Oh, I don't think the volume's... I think it's fine. We're missing our breaks because I can't hear the music in my headphones. It's really weird. And he goes, no, I'm playing it. I hear nothing. And I got my volume all the way up. Anyway, we're back. This is the Dutch Jones radio program, getting a little insight into the family behind-the-scenes operations. If I had a stick, I'd poke them with it from here. In fact, give me that pro. We come to you Monday through Friday on U-Broadcast through the DutchJones.tk website, DutchJones.tk. DutchJones.tk, that's DutchJones.tk. Thank you for doing that. We are in the smack dab center, I think, of California. That's right. We are behind enemy lines here. We are in the People's Republic of California, the Maoist state. That is a joke to the rest of you. I think only people in Massachusetts may go, yeah, California's not that bad. Actually, we have some listeners from Massachusetts that even mock us. Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. But we are here, and we do spread the militant Christian worldview, and that's what you're going to hear a little bit of today. But Lou's face will melt if the fan goes off. Yeah, his mascara will run.
I don't have
it. Yeah, I can see it from here. I don't know. This bill and what I'm telling everybody to do, if you want to call in with something different, you want to call in and vent a little bit, here's the venue for you. It's 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. You can go to dutchjones.tk and you can go to the forum that Lou put up there. He has a forum if he wants to throw that up in the chat room there. He's just sitting there sleeping. He didn't even put the phone number up or anything.
Yeah, he did.
I don't see it. Where's the phone number? I just gave it out. I don't see it. So you can do that in the forum if you guys want to vent. You got newspaper articles you want to post there. But here's my plan. I say that Jan Brewer shows some ovaries here and just says, no, the law does go into effect. I'm signing a state executive order overruling this federal judge. I'm calling back all of my National Guard, all of my reserve troops, my State Guard, whatever they want to call them there, the Arizona Rangers, whatever, and I'm telling them to enforce the law. I'm telling them to shut down the border as best they can, and we will gain control of this. This is no different than what happened in the 60s when they forced busing on states. And I'm not going to get into a busing civil rights issue here, but the federal government has no right to act in that manner. And these states need to start stepping up and standing up to these folks. And I can guarantee you, you think the response is huge now to the call out from the militias down there to be on the border? We're told that thousands of people are responding. People are donating money, goods, materials. If you guys listen to Liberty Tree Radio or the intelligence report specifically, people are sending items, tangible hardware down there. It's been great. You think if she stands up to the federal government, there won't be a huge response? We're going to try the phone here again. Hello, who do we have?
Hey, Dutch, it's Ed in Michigan.
Hey, Ed, what do you want to talk about?
I was just wondering if you saw the latest story about the BP oil spill.
Yeah, where all the oil went?
Dutch?
Can you hear me now?
Uh-oh, all of a sudden I can't hear you or you can't hear me.
Well, I can hear you. I don't know what just happened here. I moved a potato chip. And Lou probably... Okay, can you hear me now?
There's a little scratchiness there, but can't hear you.
Okay, great. I think I know what it is. I think somebody stepped on one of our phone lines here. Can you hear me now?
A little. It's garbled. Anyway, the latest news story that I saw was, where has all the oil gone? Miracle of miracles, we have found these oil-eating microbes, and we have released them into the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right. I heard about that one. And I don't know if you can hear me, Ed, but somebody in the chat room tell Ed that I can hear him and he's sounding fine. I'm checking this wire here that needs to be resoldered probably. Okay, how about that? Can you hear me now?
That's better, yeah. Much.
Yeah, I can see where a wire needs to be resoldered here. I'm holding it apart. That's live radio. I'm holding your voice in my hands with two wires. I did see that, and that's amazing to me.
That miracle of miracles. We just discovered it, and it worked so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The funny thing is, I have an program somewhere out in the middle of Colorado, and this group had come up with that. Some kind of microbe.
If microbes can eat oil, then that means it's like a natural thing.
Well, it's a natural thing. And I asked her why more people didn't know about it. She says, well, because it could be used as a weapon. Think if the terrorists got this and dumped it down into our national oil reserves.
What happened? They just dumped microbes that eat oil into our oil fields.
Yes, they did. That's exactly what they were afraid of. That's why they didn't want people to know about it. But all of a sudden now it's public knowledge.
Well, they just dumped it into our oil fields. Okay,
yes.
It's eaten the leak up, but...
Where's it going to go?
Yeah, where are they going to go?
It's like a dog when you leave food out. It's going to follow the scent and follow it down to the seafloor. Well, hopefully, I don't know if this is true or not, but you said the microbes don't live under great amounts of pressure, that they will only eat surface oil. And I'm like, well, that just sounds too convenient.
It could be true.
Yeah, hopefully, that we'd be protected. But could you imagine if terrorists got a hold of this? Or, inversely, if we dumped it on the Middle East?
If terrorists got a hold of it, or if invertly we dumped it on the Middle East, if they can't live under high pressure, it wouldn't do jack.
Yeah, but if it will follow the source, and, just like any infestation of non-native species...
Here's another question. Has anybody heard about the big oil spill in Michigan down your way?
You know what? Maybe you sent it to me. Somebody did send me something about
that. I think you got it through my Facebook. I posted it there.
Yeah, that's where I saw it last night, and I was like, what?
850,000 gallons leaked from a pipeline over by Kalamazoo. It runs from Michigan down to Kalamazoo, and it leaked into the river, and they're worried about it getting into the Great Lakes, but nobody's talking about it.
Keeping it all covered up. Well, and then there was a barge ran into an oil pipeline that was capped in somewhere in Louisiana, New Orleans area. It started releasing. They reported it on the radio, and then they stopped.
Uh-huh.
So it was a second leak down in even in the Gulf. So yeah, they're trying to maybe there is something to this microbe. Maybe they want to show it where all the food is and see what happens.
Or maybe it's can we say somebody was holding on to something and let a disaster get out of hand when they knew they could contain it?
Especially if
somebody made a lot of money and they managed to get an order signed to stop all U.S. drilling in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, and they managed to
and now that they've gotten their way, oh yay, we have a cure.
And they quarantine the whole area for all everything. So even we don't even know if the amounts of oil were true.
Mm-hmm.
We have no way of proving any claim they've made, of checking it or in any way, because we're not allowed in the area. People have been arrested for trying to take pictures and samples.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, at the same time, they released all kinds of environmentally dangerous chemicals that they were experimenting with, supposedly, because they'd never used them.
Yeah, it's interesting that they used the experimental chemicals, and the EPA let them get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then supposedly they use this microbe, and the microbe's cleaning it up really good. Mm-hmm. But no, we had to use the experimental chemicals that probably killed off a good part of the ecosystem in the ocean there, which the people by the coastline thrive off of.
Yes. Well, I still have some faith in that theory that they're going to just displace all those people. You know, I still think that's a possibility. Declare it, you know, oh, it's the impact area. You know, Hooker Chemical times 10,000. You're going to have to move out of Love Canal. Sorry, folks, here's 10. And, you know, that's still a possibility. Of oil being just spewed in there, and all of a sudden, hey, wait, guess what? I have this jar of stuff on a shelf that just happened to work that we didn't want to tell anybody about.
And it's working better than we thought it would.
Yeah. Now, whatever happened to Kevin Costner's little vacuum ship? That was all big in the news out here. He went down, there was some invention he had that was going to skim the oil and centrifuge it and make it still possible. For 3 days, that was on all the news up here, and then it disappeared. They didn't say if it was successful.
Oh, wait, Kevin Costner did that?
Yes.
Oh, he must have been listening to the intelligence report, because that's exactly what Dad was talking about,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. But Kevin Costner, I guess he went out and invented this himself somehow, and he went down there and had a picture of him on the ship with that commander of the Coast Guard with the weird name, like Dodd or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
Ott. And there he is, you know, on the ship down in there, and they're all smiling and everything as they're sucking
well,
up
I
the
give
oil.
I'll give an applause to Kevin Costner then, but, you know, obviously something, it might have worked too well, which is why they ended it faster.
Yeah, maybe they said, okay, maybe that's what this was. It was like a big contest, like a big science fair to see what would crawl out of the woodwork, and they were looking for the best thing.
Alright, Jeff,
well,
I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
In fact, I'll go pass that information on to Dad. He'll find that interesting.
Yeah, there's got to be next.
We didn't hear
articles.
Anything about it up here.
Yeah, it was in California because, of course, you know, he's got all this property up here and everything. They were all bragging about it.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Dutch. You're up on the air on LPR.
Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Well, we found the phone problem. It's a solder job that I did that needs to be redone. It looks like, that could solve everything right there. I just had too much stuff touching each other. Look, Lou, don't ever touch that together again. No more food up on the table. I think I probably set something on it and damaged the wire. But that's right. Yeah, the microbe thing. Okay, we're hung up there. We're turned down over there. Well, that's it. You know, there's still stuff going on. Don't be distracted. Don't get target fixation. Like I said when the caller last half hour said, you know, who's really behind this? We don't fixate on Arizona. There's so much other stuff still going on. Even the distractions to the distractions may have some purpose to them that we need to maintain, connection with to make sure that we don't lose sight of them. Just like I'm always throwing stuff out about things that happen, and I want to know, because we get the national media on it, local media sometimes doesn't, you know, it falls through the cracks, and they report stuff that other people aren't going to get. Just like this thing with Kevin Costner. I don't know if you guys knew about it or not. It's all part of the shell game.
The USS Hoover.
USS Hoover. Yeah, big vacuum cleaner out there on the... And I do remember on the intelligence report them talking about that. About people... There was a lady who called Coast to Coast that she had an invention. She's an elderly lady. She was an engineer from somewhere. She said, oh, I invented this machine back in the 60s that would do that. And it's like, the stuff's out there. We all know the 120 mile per gallon carburetors out there on a shelf somewhere in a vault, just, right next to the Ark of the Covenant, So it's not far for us to stretch these so-called, what they'll call conspiracy stuff. Yeah, I heard about this bacteria that ate oil. Jeez, it was when I was still married. So this is... Oh, no, it wasn't. It was at a Thanksgiving dinner 3 years ago when I was being nice to my ex's family. That's when it was. And she was talking about these microbes. They got microbes out there that fart fuel. They got microbes out there. You feed them green waste. They produce this really cool thing called methane. So who's to say there isn't something that eats oil? And I always think oil is, what do they call it, microbiotic? Macrobiotic. It's not what they say it is. It's not some, melted dinosaur thing. It's actually something that grows in the earth. Why do you think they've been able to keep drilling in the Gulf so long? They go back and revisit these oil fields, and bang, they're filled up again. I've talked about that before. So I don't get all concerned about peak oil. They got to get rid of oil. Somebody's saying they got cures for AIDS. They got all this other stuff that just ends up on... Personally, I could care less if they come up with a cure for AIDS. I think that's God's wrath. I'll get hate mail for that one. But outside the U.S., it's not always a homosexual disease. So these morons in Africa that are raping little children thinking it's a cure for, maybe that would stop that. But I think a bullet's better. What was that drummer? AIDS kills fags dead or something?
The H2O or whatever they used to... This guy invented to actually use as a blowtorch.
I remember that. The guy was looking for a cure for cancer, and he found out you can burn water.
He wants to sell the stuff, and
nobody will. Yeah.
You never see it. You see it on the news, it just disappears.
See, that's why those of us that are accused of wearing the aluminum foil hats, we see the stuff's out there. It's common distribution of information, but it's ignored by mass media. I got guys who go, I know the dude that lives down in this little town that actually invented that carburetor. I go over there and they've never heard of him. But, I have firsthand knowledge of buddies of mine that work for the EPA that say, yeah, they do exist. Engines made out of ceramics that run cooler and get 60 to 70 miles per gallon, but they don't withstand impacts very well. Well, cars don't withstand impacts very well anymore, so that's not an excuse.
It's all about money.
It's all about the money. It's all about keeping, because you know why? I mean, let's face it. The folks that control the oil use that money to keep us enslaved. So they have to make sure that they have a good grasp. Their grip is around alternative fuels before we switch to them. That's it. They don't want us running out of oil and switching from oil until they control it. Because they can't control the sun, but they control the components that are used to make solar. They can't control the wind that I know of. But they want to control the components that make it easier and more efficient for us to harness the wind, right? I mean, the same people that push for alternative fuels are the same people that ban windmills in communities all through California. Everybody wants us to get electric cars, but the minute we plug them all in, guess what fossil fuel supposedly generates electricity in the U.S.? Coal. We will shut down every power grid when we all go home at 6:30 and go, here, let's plug this in. Even just because they're evil and they're conspiring doesn't mean they're actually in control. They just may be a little bit ahead of the curve, and their greed keeps them thinking they're in control, but they're not really in control. So anyway, we were talking about a lot of different things. I don't mind being redirected. You guys know how I feel about this stuff. I want you to support Arizona. I want you to support those men and women that have the time to go down there, either, send them gear, send them finances. I found out the other day, and I'm glad I remembered this. I wasn't on the air Monday, those of you that are listening on Liberty Tree Radio. We're down to one car, and it's just a nightmare. I couldn't make it back in time. Anyway, I've been told that some of the folks like Hammerdown and those guys that are with the Arizona Citizens Militia may not think I'm too good of a guy because I allowed someone from, now let me remember if I could think what it was called, Coalition for Patriots to come on the air and promote their border operation that's going on. Well, it's the policy of my show, meaning my policy, that if people come on and I agree with their cause and they sound okay, they're not on here spewing some ridiculous stuff about UFOs and lizard people, I give them a venue. It doesn't mean I support them as individuals. It doesn't mean I support what they do the rest of the year when they're not doing part of a cause. Now, if there's something that these Coalition for Patriots do that I have no idea what they're doing, let's say, you know, they support a baby raper site or something, let me know about it. But don't judge me and go, hey, we don't want anything to do with that Dutch Jones because he allowed somebody to talk. Slow down and think about that. I support the holy cause of liberty. That doesn't mean I'm infallible. That doesn't mean I won't make mistakes by who I let on the air. But if somebody dials that phone and comes on here, until they start sounding like complete baboons, I'll let them talk. And then you judge their words and you judge the fruit of their actions. But what I can tell you is the reports I'm getting back from people that have had boots-on-the-ground contact with ACM, I like what they're doing. I support them 110%. I love the fact that the Kornke Group, you know, the intelligence report supports them. That's good enough for me. And if you've got a militia group that's going down there, the only group so far that I've rejected coming on the show, just so you know, has been TJ, what's his name? Come on, Lou. TJ Best or something like that. Huh? No, not TJ Hooker. He actually lives up here somewhere. I'd support him coming on. But I didn't let this TJ whatever guy come on because it was obvious I'd seen him in a bunch of videos where he was a flaming freaking Nazi. And I'm here to tell you, there's one thing that when the battle goes down, somebody, I don't care if they tell me, hey, I'm 100% for you, I hate the border issues, I hate the illegal immigration. Guy stands up next to me, goose-stepping with a swastika on, the first bullet's going in his head.
Amen.
I do not, this church does not, our militia does not support Nazis. Does that mean that every once in a while a Nazi may come to church? I don't know. They don't wear their uniforms. Does that mean that a Nazi may call the show and tell me, hey, this is what we're doing, and on its face it looks like a decent cause? I'm not going to limit that. But if you have proof of something else, email it to me. Let me know. TJ Reddy. Thank you, Minuteman. Minuteman comes through again. TJ Reddy. I won't let that guy on. It's so obvious who he is and what he's trying to do. He's either an FBI provocateur or a complete media moron whore. That's right, I did say whore, but I said media whore.
You notice how the news media just—the only story
that TJ, TJ Reddy. The fact that it's just like, what was the—I can't remember—and I'm not going to say the wrong one, so I don't screw up. But like that Michigan militia that helped the FBI go after Hutari, they flocked to them. Oh, look at these—they got a Muslim leader. I knew right away there was something wrong with that militia. And if I'm offending anybody over at Liberty Tree Radio for saying that, I'm sorry, but it's like any militia that gives all that information and helps out. Pretty sure I'm not, but I'm just putting that caveat on there. So I don't want it to suddenly click, but that's it. I mean, I've told you guys a story. I think it was 2 years ago when I first made a personal contact to the Liberty Tree Radio folks. I got called by the History Channel. They wanted to do a documentary on the history of the militias and the modern militia, and they heard our little radio show. They knew about our pastor, and they asked us both if we would appear on the show. And I, for one, automatically didn't want to go on. I'm involved in a really ugly custody battle, and they wouldn't let me be on as Dutch Jones. They said I'd have to use my real name. So I said, absolutely not. So we called the Kornke Group, and they said, Kornke Group, it sounds like a think tank. We called the Kornke folks, and they said, absolutely not, you shouldn't do it. And we said, yeah, you know what, you're right. And we told them, no, we don't want to do it. And they asked if there was anybody we knew that would, and I said, well, quite frankly, I don't think I'd associate with anybody that would be that willing to go on the History Channel after seeing how you've handled so many other things like George Washington, slavery, the war of federal aggression. And the guy goes, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, and they haven't bothered me since. So I support what's going on the border, and if I promote somebody on this show, and just because you don't like them, I can understand that, but don't not call the show and use these resources because I put somebody else on, you know. Here we go. Let's see who this is. I'm going to guess who this is. Hello, hello, hello. Who are we? Are you there?
Evening.
Hello, who's this?
Good evening.
Oh, hey! I know who this is. Yeah. This is the voiceover guy from The Grinch, right?
The Grinch, yes.
You got a great voice, that's why I said that. You got
that hides behind the scenes.
You got a face for radio, as I was told at a young age.
Making things work.
Well, what did you want to talk about today, Sir David? The forum is yours. We got about 3 minutes before the break.
Well, I don't know what you said you would like to talk about.
Whatever.
Nation of Militias. And did you get a chance to look at the website?
I did some, but not with great detail. I've been extremely busy up here trying to keep my phone working. But go ahead.
I've been busy trying to keep computers running. Sure, the sound went out everywhere.
Yeah, I know. All kinds of fun stuff going on. I think, you know, who knows? They don't like
the computers wrapped around here, and you know, we're having nothing but troubles with lightning storms and outages. And
I can't even blame lightning. I think it's just me. I get near a computer and I destroy it. I give off a thing. So why don't you give us a little bit of a synopsis, and then when we come back after the break, you can have the next half hour. But tell us a little bit about what you wanted to talk about. We had prearranged this.
Okay. Basically, what we were looking at, there's always these newbies that seem to come along. I know last year we had two of them that jumped on militia radio, and they were just talking up a storm about we got to do this, we got to form up, we got to do an organization, we got to set a central militia group up. And I mean, these guys were talking up a storm like there was nothing out there, and yet all these newbies come along and they never seem to realize that they're the new kid on the block. And there's some of us guys that have been around here, like Mark and I, for over 20 years.
Sure.
And the militia is not new. It's there.
Been there.
That's what we're trying to portray with the militia page, which is militias.info. If anyone want to look it up while he goes to the break, militias.info. It has the largest list right now of websites. It was just updated 2 days ago, of websites of militia groups in various states around the country.
Sure.
There used to be more, but the government set a lot of them down, or some of them, I guess, just couldn't afford to operate.
Okay, well, we're coming up on a break here. I really want to hear more of this, so I'm going to ask you to hang up and call back after the break, and we will give you the whole half hour. It'll be like your own little show. Can you do that for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm going to bring down that. I'm going to hang up on you. It's nothing personal. It's just I got to fix this wire. We'll be back after the break. This is Dutch Jones. Don't go away. Come back. We got Sir David here from Patriot Broadcasting Network. He's going to share with us a little bit of his experience, his knowledge, his history on the militia. We'll be right back. Best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster
survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in
there. Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention.
New world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
The government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, we are back. I'm going to bring up the phone here. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We were talking with Sir David before we went to the break. Are you there, Sir David?
Yes, sir. I'm back. Thank you, Dutch.
Okay. And we were talking a little bit about, just to give some people a heads up, I hadn't seen anybody else join in, but we get a lot of people that come along that are new in the militia movement. I've been doing this off and on since I was a teenager. I've seen several of these people that want to have a unified command, want to organize everybody, act like nobody's doing anything, and it gets frustrating, especially for people who have been doing it even longer than I have. So that's where Sir David's coming from, and he's going to share with us a little bit. And again, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you, Dutch. Yeah, as we were saying before the break, is that there are so many people out here that are just newbies. They come along and they think that they've got a corner on the market and there's nobody else because, gee, they're the only guy maybe in their neighborhood, or they got a couple of buddies with them, and they want to come to the head of the line and take command. But yet some of them even admit that they've listened to Mark on the radio. If they haven't figured it out by now, Mark Kornke has been the commander of the Michigan Wolverines, which is one of the largest militia units in the country. In fact, the FBI in 1975 released, 75 released a report that there was over 75,000 members in the Michigan militia way back in 1975.
Yeah, wow.
And most people don't realize it. And I did not even realize until 1994 that State of Florida had a militia since way back in about 1972-74, because when I was a teenager, I was a member of the state militia. And quite active, and then it was disbanded around 71 or 72, and I just figured it was all gone. However, General Walt didn't like that particular idea of disbanding of the state militia, so he formed up his own unit in Orlando. And by 1994, he had probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1,000 men within that militia unit throughout the state. Don't know how much about its operations, but most of them that were members were retired military officers or sergeants.
Okay.
Myself, five friends and I got together in 1989 because we didn't like what was going on in Bushite corrupt politics, and in April of 1989 we formed up our own little unit, and we basically figured we were all by ourselves, didn't find a whole lot of other people interested. And over the period of time, we'd heard about there was other units elsewhere in the state, but we never had a whole lot of contact other than maybe talking to them on the phone. Then we had a campaign rally for Bo Greitz for president in May of 92 in Ocala. And surprisingly, militia leaders from all over the state met at that rally. And we had a meeting after the meeting, and a consolidated effort was then put together, and a regimental unit was formed from such little groups of six, maybe to 20 people here or there across the state, and we put our efforts together, and we had approximately 1,000 men then to operate. And by the end of the year, we had gone to, well, we had over 2,000 plus the 1,000 that was in that other group. And I was appointed as, chief recruiting officer.
Okay.
And from October of 1992 to February of 1993, we took it from a 3,000 man unit to over 10,000 men. Then decided that, okay, this is going to be way too big, and we subdivided into five different groups. And over the next 3 years, we went from five militia units to 54 militia regiments in the state of Florida. At which point we decided that we needed some sort of, quote, central command, but yet still not a command.
Yeah.
And a 12-man board was established representing various areas of the state in which communications then could be passed through and linking all the units together, so that there was some sort of coordinated effort, but yet no command structure as far as being a centralized command and one guy leading it.
Okay.
We had two or three times guys come along and they wanted to be the commander of the Florida militia. And
right.
One of them even posted all sorts of literature making claims. In fact, there's a book published by the ADL entitled Armed and Dangerous, in which guy claims, in that book, he claims to be the Florida commander. Well, the best he ever got is he seized control of the 2nd Regiment for about 3 weeks, maybe four, and he was thrown back out. Then he created his own little regiment, where he had about 10 men. That's definitely not a regiment, but they claimed the regimental.
Yeah,
39th. Regiment is what they claimed.
Now you said something to me, I think we were talking after the show one day or at another time. What is the highest rank that can be achieved by a militia officer?
Colonel.
And that is statutory, is that not
anyone
correct?
Anyone going around claiming to be a general or a brigadier general or a major general and all this gobbledygook, they don't know what they're talking about, because under law, the highest rank is a colonel. So, as I say, with the, what we decided in Florida to do to cover our issues, so if there was a preparation of war, we created a 12-man board, and 12 men were selected, and they were given a rank of a brigade commander, and it, but their rank was still colonel, mm-hmm. but they were accepted as a commander over not only their own regiment, but maybe four or five, maybe even as many as seven or so regiments, because there was 54 regiments divided up between 12 brigade commanders.
Okay, well...
12 separate brigades.
Well, my question is, because you had made the comment at the top of this discussion that, you know, there are existing militias. Where are we today? You said, you know, there are some that have been around forever. I've heard names thrown around, like, you know, the Colonial Marines, those types of things. Do you have a... And, you know, and I'm not looking for specific numbers, but how big is the militia in America now? The established, registered, or however you want to put it, militia?
The last time that we actually took and counted numbers, names were never kept.
Sure.
Regiments that keep names...
Yeah, it's scary.
...are highly questionable.
Yeah, right.
Because, especially if you keep a centralized file.
Yeah.
I had a list of over 500 militia member names throughout the state. However, they were kept in a file that was a coded file on, in a computer,
mm-hmm.
and there was even Jewish rabbis and newsmen and certain politicians that were also in that same list. So anyone out stealing it, they'd have a hard time figuring out who was who in the zoo. only those who had the need to know knew who the actual militia leaders were. There was probably about 800 or 1,000 names, but there was only 500 members in that list.
Okay.
And so it was kept hidden so government couldn't figure out what was going on.
But
we had one guy who tried to collect names and do all that.
Yeah.
Doing, again, a central nonsense. And he wanted to also photograph everybody. Got your name.
ID cards with pictures. Yeah. Everybody wants ID cards.
Yeah, sign up right here so the government knows exactly who you are.
Let's get your dental records and fingerprinting. In case you get blown up, we can notify your widow. I've seen that even in the militias, people saying that kind of stuff.
And there's a lot of them with that mentality. And
now,
it's not good. Yes, a credential is important. But
that can be done with an armband.
That credential should not be done.
Yeah. Now, I have another question.
What we did was we created within the... system of creating credentials, it was a 20-digit number placed on a person's credential with their picture and their name, but it didn't specifically designate a rank. If you didn't know what the designations on there were, you wouldn't even know who or what they were with. And that number, for those who had the need to know, well, in case there was anyone trying to counterfeit the credentials, all you'd have to do is look at that credential, ask them certain questions. Well, the answer to the question was contained within that 20-digit number, and if they got it wrong, then you knew that the credential was fake.
Okay, well, let's fast forward today, because I mean the root of your desire to come on the air was to address a lot of people.
The issue is we still have people trying to hold themselves out as commanding generals, or they want to be central control, and we need this this great leader riding in on a white horse to rescue us that everybody can bow and worship. And I know that's something you and I agree upon, that no king but Jesus.
Right.
And I do not worship hay, wood, or stubble. I believe John 3:16 for exactly what it says. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is what it says in King James, but the actual text says to believe in, adhere to, trust in, rely on, and give allegiance to.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says in Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 30, or verse 24, no man serve two masters.
Right. Well, that may cause some problems.
If you're swearing oath unto some man, or worshiping them in Matthew chapter 5, verses 34 through 37, and James chapter 5, verse 12, says, swear not.
Yeah, no oaths.
Not give an oath by heaven, by earth, or that which is in it.
Now, I have a question for you, Dave, if I get a word in here.
First Amendment
Dave.
Was all about...
Sir Dave.
Kennedy was trying to drive home was the Constitution had swearing of oaths. So the First Amendment abolished the swearing of oaths because an oath is a religious act.
Right. Okay, I have a question for you, Sir David.
I understand that issue.
We're bringing up a lot of the Christian stuff here. Now, one of the reasons that I see a problem with centralized command, and I'll kind of see how you feel about this, is if I've got a Jewish militia, I've got a Christian militia, I've got a secular militia, to me alone, there are a lot of guys that won't get in a, you know, involved with other faiths, other non-faiths, atheist groups. To me, that alone is the reason that I don't like a centralized command. We have a Christian militia here at the Church of Kaweah. We will function as called to do so. If a leader is anointed and raised up, we're not going to say, hey, we're not playing. But there is no way in the world that we're going to go together with some, you know, and I'm going to be extreme here, some vegan militia somewhere, a bunch of hippies that love liberty just as much as I do, but I'm not going to be able to integrate with them and those types of things. So I see that as a direct problem with integration of a centralized command. What is your opinion on that, or do you...
That is one of the biggest problems that there is out there. In fact, we dealt with that for the most part, and that was one of the reasons for decentralization, because then it allowed each group to maintain its autonomy mm-hmm. and to build its own unit for its own defense.
Right.
However, most militia camps were held was within each given unit, and was recommended that camps be small. Though occasionally, as Mark has spoken, in Florida, we would have a uniform camp where people of every walks of life would show up. In fact, Mark came to one, and I've been to at least three or four that were between 125 to about 175 people present.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in one camp, a guy got up and was giving lectures, and he started spewing out all this hate stuff about Hispanics and
mm-hmm.
and blacks and blah, blah, blah. And
I
finally looked at John Adams and said, John, you got to shut this guy up. I said, he's going to cause division. This is not the place nor the time for that type of doing. So John was able to get him to finish his remarks and go on with other things. Well, the big problem we were having is that weekend we were joined by the Cuban freedom fighters, and the head commander and his wife were there also to speak before the audience. Not a good situation. Here, this guy is hate Hispanics. What do you think a Cuban is? Not a good situation, and there's the problem you get into when you start getting into the central command is, what are you going to have for a commander? Mm-hmm. Is he going to squash out, regulate, or restrict, or prevent each group from having their own independent operations?
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of turmoil, and what it usually results in, everybody packs up and goes home, and it's over.
Okay, I got another question for you. All the enemy and the media are saying militia's on the rise. We haven't seen this kind of militia enrollment since Waco and all that stuff. Your contact with militias that are out there, it sounds like you're talking to different people than I am. Mine's kind of a narrow cast, being I usually just communicate with Christian militias. Are we really on the rise? Is it the same people just showing back?
Absolutely. I have worked extensively over the last 3 years, almost 4 years now, with the Black Panthers. I don't know if you noticed that last year there was a major attempt back in March to about May of the abomination government trying to incite riots. And each time there was some sort of disturbance, I'd get on the phone, I would call certain black folks I know and say, are you going to riot? Answer was, hell no. Mm-hmm. I says, good, I just want to make sure that the word is out. They says, yeah, we're looking at it, and we see what's going on. No, it ain't going to happen. The Black Panthers have decided that they wish to join the militia. It's just like this Pastor James.
Yeah.
Come on. Down here in Harlem.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Always talking about long-legged McDaddy down there in Washington.
Yeah,
says, them white folks are going to rise up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to join them.
Ah, my ears.
You haven't heard him say that?
Oh, yeah. We've played the whole thing on here. We played it at our church. Pastor, what's his name, Lou? He's your favorite. Manning. Pastor Manning.
Pastor James Manning. Yeah, he is a sweetheart. But a lot of people out there, now you take, a lot of white supremacists, they wouldn't want to have anything to do with him.
Right.
But he's on the right track. And you can bet that man is building militia units right now in Harlem.
Yep.
And they're not going to riot, because that's not the mentality of a militia. A militia is for the purpose of defending the community and to provide services in a time of disaster. Essentially, no, FEMA can't do that. And I've had 15 years with FEMA, including 1 year as shelter coordinator, which made me the fifth highest ranking officer in the county. Not a good situation. FEMA's nothing more than a paper tiger. I tried to train staff. They didn't want staff trained. We didn't have enough manpower to man the number of shelters we were mandated by the federal government to man. And half the shelters that were listed weren't even fit for inhabitation, without talking about being used for shelter. I could not believe the situation that I took over and the work that I had to put in to clean up the mess and to find viable shelters for national emergencies such as hurricanes or other disasters.
But getting back on the militia thing, we talked,
numbers?
Well, not numbers. I don't want to talk numbers, but this stemmed from the discussion talking about national leaders, Pastor Weaver, Pastor Baldwin, who doesn't really have too much of a militia movement behind him, but he does say it's a good idea. John, when I say Pastor Weaver, I mean Pastor John Weaver from Georgia, of course, who's a great friend of our church. Of course, our pastor, Warren Mark Campbell, who wouldn't take it if handed to him. He's kind of a reluctant leader, but I think he would be awesome and great if you've heard any of his sermons. But I just don't see any national leaders to have a centralized command anyway.
Absolutely not. And as you and I have already discussed, if I was to have a choice of a central commander, I most certainly first would ask Pastor John Weaver from Macon, Georgia, in spite of him being a dumb Baptist.
There go all the Baptist letters. Make sure you send them to Sir David at Patriot Broadcasting Network.
I have fun with all the Baptists. Most of my relatives are Baptists, and I was raised in the Union Congregational Church, but I consider Baptists, for the most part, fanatical because they have all these crazy ideas about premillennialism.
Right.
I believed that stuff until 1973, when I had a hillbilly on Lookout Mountain, made an absolute fool out of me. That man knew more about Bible than I had ever seen any preacher come up with, and I tried to prove him wrong. The harder I tried to prove him wrong, the more I proved he was right.
It's pretty fun to watch Pastor Weaver come up here, because the 90% of the people that come to our conferences aren't caught up in end times madness. And he just doesn't talk about it, but everything else he's solid on. The other 99% of the stuff is good. You know, he's a predestination Calvinist too, and we just agree to disagree. But when it comes to standing next to the guy on the firing line, I can tell you the man puts his money where his mouth is. Not only is it gospel, the guy can get nice tight groups. The guy can move even with his age and his physical conditions. I would follow the guy. If he told me, if he came up with a plan and we worked it out, I would follow John Weaver, and I know most of the pastors up here would too.
I worked with John Weaver back in 1992, And then I did some work with him in 1996. In fact, we shared a podium one day in Gainesville on a protest against the flying of the UN flags in the city square.
Mm-hmm.
There was 20 of us that took turns giving 20-minute sermons all day long. And I followed Pastor Weaver, which is sort of a hard act to follow. But I pretty much got stoned when I finished.
What denomination or faith are you, if you had to explain that? You know, we're sitting here making fun of the Baptists and the Calvinists, but what are you?
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, same thing I say.
I am probably one of the most avid followers of John Calvin or John Knox that you have ever...
I love John Knox.
And... 5-point Calvinists and I don't get along because they don't teach Calvinism. They haven't got a clue what John Calvin taught, and very few people do. I wrote my doctorate thesis based on some of the teachings of John Calvin, and I was surprised when I went back and did the research and found that over 40 of the greatest reformers of all times agreed with Calvin on certain subjects that most today teach contrary to. So
it's beyond my pay grade. I just know what I know, and I work from there. I have a question from one of our Facebook listeners, going back to the militia thing. He wants to know if your website has any information on Missouri laws. Otherwise, he says he's going to research some of it. That's Brian on Facebook.
We have asked everyone out there to get us a copy of your constitutional law, what it says in your constitution regards to firearms or right to bear arms, and what it says about militia in your constitution. Then, what does your state statute say on firearms and on militias?
Mm-hmm.
Look through them. In
right.
most state statutes, you're going to find that the militia is exempt from all firearms and explosive laws.
Right.
If you hunt, you'll find it. It's there. And the other thing I'm looking for is Supreme Court rulings from your state Supreme Court dealing with firearms or and the right to bear arms, or what Supreme Court rulings dealing with militia. All that stuff will be posted eventually on the site if people will give us the actual documents.
Right.
So that it can be posted, well, then people can do the research.
Well, Sir David, we're going to have you on another time because I'm being texted all kinds of questions now, and we just don't have time. The music's playing. I want to thank you for coming on, Sir David. Give out an email address or your website again so people can contact you.
The website is militias.info. That's all you have to type, militias with an S on it, .info, and the email address is on that site.
Make sure you don't do militia without the S. It goes to a Marxist site. It's kind of funny. I think they're trying to catch some of your people. Okay, folks, this has been... I'm going to hang up on you there, Sir David. God bless you, and thanks for taking the time to call us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Dutch.
Wow, that generated a lot of questions. I couldn't even get to them all. You know, he's a strange interview, isn't he? But it's... like I said, I will have people on. I'd like to get inside their heads, find out what they're willing to share with us. This has been the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We've got about a minute left here. I want to remind you to go to dutchjones.tk, dutchjones.tk. I need you to get up there. We need to get some donations going. We're trying to get DSL in here, and we need to have some cash within the next few days. We need, I think it's going to almost be a couple hundred dollars, I found out, to get DSL in here up front. So we need to get that up. We want DSL. Remember, everything you do in this holy cause of liberty, whether it's writing a check or carrying a rifle on the border, the Lord will bless you for it, because the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but victory belongs to the Lord alone. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night.
God is an awesome